Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Our society values education. We spend 13 years of our youth going to school, and many go on to spend anywhere from another 4 to 6 years in college. And we want them to make good grades all along the way because, after all, you'll need this education when you get a job of your own. Truth be told, most of us adults don't use all that we learned in school. I know I took algebra, but for the life of me, I can't remember a single thing about it except for being confused and getting very hungry every time pie was mentioned. So why take years of classes we may never use? Educators insist that it is to develop a mastery of the basic skills. You might say, to train your brain to solve a variety of life's problems. Equally important in life is the teaching of moral standards and spiritual guidelines. And there's no better place to learn than in church. A child that grows up in a church may not remember every Sunday school lesson, but he will develop a mastery of the basic skills. And when he's older, he may not be able to quote chapter and verse, but it's in there and affecting his choices and the way he lives. Many Christians have the desire to make the world a better place, to see people transform their lives from darkness to light. And just like any vocation, the more training a Christian has, the more effective they'll be in making a difference. Ephesians 4:12 says that we should go to church to be equipped for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But for many, the value scale for attending church is how well they like the music and the pastor. Now, I don't remember my elementary English teacher, but she taught me to speak real good. Very well. You see, 30 years later, and it's still in there. So it will be with the life lessons you and your children learn every week in church. You know, you really can't afford to miss out on the priceless Christian education that a good church can provide you and your family. And please, don't rely on the old concept of do as I say and not as I do and send them to church with the neighbor lady. Set the example by getting up, getting ready, and going to church as a family. After all, they're worth it. And you might even begin to enjoy learning how to better yours and your children's lives. Here's an algebraic equation that never fails. Your family plus church equals a better life for all. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall. Everybody wants a family and a place to call home. If you're looking for a home church, come to Zion Tabernacle, where family matters. Every Sunday morning's 10:30 service is filled with great music and Bible teaching for the whole family. Once the service is dismissed, you're free to go but invited to stay for free refreshments and an opportunity to get to know your brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is Pastor Paul Kendall inviting you to come and visit us this Sunday morning. We're located just 1.6 miles west of US 1 on Midway Road in Fort Pierce, and on the web at ZionTabernacle.com. We're waiting for you at Zion, so come be a part of the family.